You made it. Congratulations. Episode 5. This is our final episode of our special podcast series, This Wasn't in the Course. And today's conversation is about something no one talks about in the online business world. The part where things feel messy, emotional, and maybe you even feel like you're falling behind. And you're probably sitting there going, oh, I think that every day about myself, that I'm not caught up. I must not be doing something right. I'm not where I'm supposed to be. Well, this episode is called What No One Talks About in Online Business. And that changes right now for you. We're pulling back the curtain on what we call the messy middle. Not as a failure, but as a sign you're building real momentum. You're actually in that next stage of your business. Mm-hmm. So if you've ever felt like everyone else has it figured out, this episode's going to give you clarity, compassion, and a renewed sense of direction. Yes, please. Be sure to grab all your bonuses below and implement. We're going to talk about this today as well. It is all about action. It's not sitting in theory. It's not sitting just watching videos and reading over and over. It's about taking this podcast series, taking the bonuses below, and putting them into motion, into action. Mm-hmm. You can't just glance at it and hope it somehow magically puts itself into action. Okay. Let's be real, people. We gotta get in there and take some action. And lastly, don't forget to schedule your strategy sync session. The link in the button is below. Go tap that and get it scheduled. All right. This is the reality. And Don, you said this earlier, so I want you to say it again if you can remember it. If you've been posting for a year, what are you or what are you not?
You're not new. You're not still launching. You're in the thick of it.
You're not a beginner.
I think we heard this in a call like 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Well, I've been posting for a year. I'm still trying to figure this out and learn it. Mm-hmm. Still a beginner. And it's like, no, we're not, a beginner anymore. We're in the messy middle.
Yep.
You're in a new phase, which requires a new focus.
Right. You got to think of the messy middle as, and I'm bringing us all back to, you know, preteen. Think of the messy middle of your business like you're going through puberty. Weird analogy. I get
it. It's super awkward.
Oh my God. Nothing fits me. My voice is cracking. My confidence
are changing.
And I'm absolutely convinced that it's only happening to me. I'm the only person that feels this way. I'm the only person that's going through this. Oh my God. This is awful.
Right?
The popular kid has it made.
Everyone else has it together except for me.
Everyone else is making money with their business except me. No, that's not the case.
No, right?
That's actually not true. Mm-mm. There are many people also in the messy middle, just like you are. And it's a normal phase. It's not abnormal. It's normal, but it feels yucky. It's not a fun phase. And we get that. But there is a way out of it. And this is where people quit because they think it's not normal. Mm-hmm. Feeling uncertain doesn't mean you're off track. It means you're in motion and you're taking that imperfect action at this point.
You're further ahead than anyone who hasn't taken any action, and you're further ahead than you think. And you're also further ahead than you were last week.
Hopefully, yeah.
You're always further ahead than you were the day before, as long as you're consistently, as long as you're moving, as you're consistently in motion, you're moving.
Yeah. Right. So we've mentioned this in the previous episode about the people who succeed, you know, they aren't always the loudest. Mm-hmm. And when we say loudest, I want to add more clarity to that. Loudest doesn't mean they're yelling at you on the screen. Loudest means they're flashing money. They're flashing cars and trips and watches and houses. They're and they're flashing bank accounts and their Stripe deposit screenshots. That's being loud online. And you instantly see that and you feel, I'm behind. I'm not keeping up. I must be doing something wrong. And they're not showing you their messy middle that they went through, because they did. And if you really asked them and you got into a really deep conversation, you would find out where they did struggle, where they did second guess themselves, where they were taking action and not feeling like it was going anywhere. And they had to make adjustments. And then they started building systems and they gained confidence. And that momentum began to build in the right way. And that's what got them to a more sustainable business that you're looking to get into. But no one likes to talk about that part because it's not fun. It's not sexy. It's not hot. It doesn't make good viral content.
People only want to talk about the glory at the end, but they don't want to talk about what it took to actually get there. That's where the person behind them gets confused. Well, it works for them, but it's not working for me. No, you're just missing 2/3 of the story.
Right.
You're only focused. That's like walking into a movie. I'm going to watch the last 10 minutes and go, that was freaking awesome. I have no idea what happened the first hour and 20 minutes of the movie, but I think I can figure it out by watching the end.
So I got it. It's that jumping from first to eighth grade. I'm just going to keep repeating first grade and hope at some point they go, congratulations, you're headed to eighth grade.
Yeah.
And I can skip every grade in between. And that's not how it works. You have to go through that messy middle of second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh grade.
But I don't want to go through puberty, Joanne. I watched my sister do it and it looked really shitty. So I don't want to do that. Can't I just bypass that?
You can't. You can't. You can't. You can't bypass it, but there is a way to get through it.
Right.
And that's really why ClickCrafted was born. That's what we help people do. We help people move through the messy middle. We make sure we have the right community built. We have the right offers that help you get out of that stage and to move forward.
Dawn's got a thought. I don't know what it is, but it's killing me already. I can't.
I was just, Joanne's like, we're going to help you through puberty. Yeah. Like, I was hearing. You didn't say that, but it's what I was hearing.
We probably could.
But I am not going to help anybody through puberty.
No.
But I am of your puberty business stage.
There you go.
That's perfect. But
it's just awkward. It sucks. It's weird. But at this point, you got to embrace weird. Yeah. Embrace who you are. Let your awkward, imperfect, amazing self show up. I mean, when I do something, even as a parent around my kids, who are all teenagers, late teenagers. Mm-hmm. And it'd be like, that's so weird. And I'm like, oh, you're so lucky to not have a boring mom. Yeah. It would be so boring if I wasn't weird or did weird shit.
Right.
I mean, and I want you to be memorable online. I want you to be yourself. And if someone thinks that that's weird, one, they're probably going to watch more to see how weird it's going to get. Mm-hmm, and two, it's really not that weird. I promise. You're normal.
Right. And think about it. Since you talk about parenting, if you're a parent, one of the things to help you through this messy middle stage, every time you start talking to yourself about, oh, that's so cringe and I'm so awkward and I'm so weird. What would you say to your kids if they came up to you and said the same thing? Start talking to yourself the way you would speak to the people closest to you if they were going through the same thing. You're fantastic. You can do this. Just do it again. Keep practicing. It's okay. It's going to get better. Start talking to yourself that way and watch how quickly you're actually able to get out of the messy middle.
Right.
We're not going to hit the messy middle and walk away.
You're going to start having those conversions.
Right.
And here's the other piece to this. The messy middle is not a one-time only deal. as you level up your business, as you continue to scale, you're getting more customers, you're having more growth, you're going to hit that messy middle again, because you're going to need to level up your systems. You're going to need to level up your messaging. You're going to need to level up who works for you as you grow, right? There's a lot of pieces mm-hmm. that are going to be new again. And it's an important stage to know you need to be supported through that and to be surrounded by others that are in those stages and that get it. And get all the way out. The next Getting Started Online course is not going to help you out of the messy middle. It's keeping you there. It's actually rewinding you back to getting started. And then you're hitting that wall again every single time once it's time to level up and start having a real plan with strategy. Start focusing on conversions. Start focusing on building systems within your business. If you don't address those, you're going to keep hitting that wall over and over and over. And we've got to end that loop. And that's what we're really good at helping you do. And we've set up certain systems within our own business that helps you get set up for success as well.
Right, right. Look at it this way. So now I've made it through puberty.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Now I'm a new mom. That's a whole new course I need to take. Mm-hmm. And if I go back and rebuy the puberty course, that's not helping me in new momhood. No. Well, now I'm 50 and I'm going through the change and I'm going to go back and rebuy the puberty course because that's going to help me through the change. No.
I mean, when you put it that way, it seems so ridiculous, but honestly, to those listening right now, how many Getting Started courses have you bought? And they're like, right. Well, this one now has AI, or this one now is all about cold DMs, or this one is all about going live. And this one, well, this one's focused on using Instagram stories. Yep. And well, this one's focused on launching with paid ads. And it's like, but it's all still getting started.
Screw it. There's lots of pathways. My girlfriends.
Yeah.
Right? There's lots of pathways to getting started. And if we keep going through those different getting started ones, we're still going to hit that messy middle wall. Mm-hmm. And you're going to, that's when you don't feel great about yourself. That's especially if it's course 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and you're still hitting that wall. You're a year in, you haven't had conversions, you're still labeling yourself as a newbie. Mm-hmm. We have to get out of that stage. Mm-hmm. We have to get out of that loop. It's time to make a change in the actions that we take and the focus that we have so that we start seeing a real change in our business. You deserve that.
You deserve to level up. You deserve to be in the next room and the room after that and then the room after that.
Yep. It doesn't mean you're failing. It just means you're in it. It's just part of it. You're in it.
Yep.
But that's where the magic happens if you let it and you allow yourself to continue to move forward instead of quitting on yourself or backpedaling back to a beginner course. So I hope this was an awesome series for you. Please go back, re-listen. Your bonuses are all below. Remember, it's not about just reading and consuming. It's about putting it into action. And if you haven't yet, be sure to book your Strategy Sync session. It's free. Grab the link below. Book a time that works for you. And I hope this series, if anything, gave you permission to breathe. Please share it with your entrepreneur friends that you think could really benefit from this as well. You never know who else is stuck in the messy middle. So feel free to re-listen and of course, take immediate action. Let's get you out of the getting started loop and let's move you past the messy middle and into the season where you're nothing but a badass CEO.